The Brits don't scare easily, I see. Okay. Morning. So yesterday we started Perek Vov, Hanogas Amishpat, Hanogas Ayichud. We'll see that Hanogas Amishpat is not difficult to understand. That's the world we live in, so we've always understood. That's how we're going to deal with this thing called Hanogas Ayichud, which we've never met before. It's going to rattle our roots a little bit. Okay. So we saw from the Ramchal and others that the tachlis of the Bria is to bring a person to a matzav where he can be lisanig el Hashem el Eretz Yisrael Shchinosoi, part in this world, part in the next world. In order for that tainig to be shalom, it has to be earned. He has to be the Baal HaHatova. God is Baruch Hu put us in this world, and yeah, you get to earn through being Oved as Hashem and dealing with the difficulties and Yisainis and Yisurim. We get to earn, so to speak. We have to see what this all means. Schar in Olam Haba, and that's Bedin and not Bechesed. You earned it, not charity. Okay, there's much more here because you don't really understand what Schar in Olam Haba is. We don't understand what Olam Haba is. We don't understand what Olam Haba is. We have to understand all that. Mitzvah Shem will weave that into the story here. The top of Reish Pei Dalet, the Sorem Amoris, Esa Dargois. Kach Oile Midivre Amaral, Bipurusha Le Mishnah Ba'avois, Perek Hei Mishnah Alav. With 10 sayings, Mamorois, the world was created. Hashem could have created the world with one Mimer. Why did he have to use 10? Good question, huh? Why do we need 10 Mamorois? Do what? Elal Haforim in Arashayim Shem Abdin Nesoylam Benivra Basorim Mamorois. And the answer to that question is very straightforward. And that is to pay the Rishayim that destroyed the world that was created by Esam Amoros, and to give schar to the Tzadikim who established and Makayim the world that was created by Sarim Amoros. And now we know why Hashem created all the 10 Amoros and not one. We understand nothing. Zilch.
Doing more schar for one mamor, make 100 mamors if you write down a bit more.
What's schar got to do with how many mamors Hashem created the world? Hashem created the world with every mamors he wants. Now you do what you're supposed to do, you get schar. You don't do what you do, you get punished. Maza kashu the one to the other. So we don't understand what's going on here. Well, that's the maral in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. So let's try and see if we can understand a little bit here. By the way, lurking here is a big, big sugya. The whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Sarah Makkos is learning. Makkos is in the sugya, which we alluded to, but we have to learn properly. Asarah Mamoros Shebehem Nivra Oilom, Areim Ke'esesh Shlevot Besulom. The 10 Mamoros that Hashem created the world with, they were like 10 levels of a ladder. Yechayim Ladet Besulom, Yechayim Teredesbor. You go up the ladder and you can go down the ladder. Creating the world with Esa Mamoros is like giving levels to the world. Giving you the opportunity to be more good, less good. There's a range of opportunities. There's a range of options in the world created with 10 Mamoros as opposed to a world with 10 Mamoros. There's only one thing. Yeah, there's variety and there's levels. This Matthias, where you can be more good, less good, where you have room to move, enables the schar to the tzaddikim and the peronius to the rishoyim. If the world is created with one maimer, no, he's a chemist, boy, if shrut shall aliyah virida, peris then there wouldn't be aliyahs in your readers, it would just be one unified, universal thing, and I wouldn't be able to go up and down, and then there'd be no space for creating scha voinish. You would just be whatever you are, that's it. Statically. Sora Mamoros, the mashmois of the one aspect, by the way, there's another aspect, there are many aspects to this diamond called Esa Mamoros. We're focusing on this aspect that it created madregas. levels. The other thing by Esam Amoris did was that it hid Hashem. The Esam Amoris hid Hashem to the point where you now live in a world where there is no God. That's what Esam Amoris did. You live in a godless world now. Well, it appears to be godless because the Esam Amoris hid the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No, it's not what we're saying. What we're saying is something slightly different. You're right, at the Sherish, it's all the same. That's different. Yeah, we're talking about levels. When you can go, yeah, I said in the Sherish, it's the same, but it's not the same. It's not the same idea. Not the same idea. Not the same idea. Yeah, we're talking about levels where a person can go up and a person can go down as a result of the world being created in levels. That's the mashmois of Esam Amoris. In a world where there's no levels, there's no room to move. So then how can I punish you or reward you for doing whatever you're programmed to do? In other words, Esam Amoris, to put it slightly differently, enables Bechira. Whichever way you want to cut this cake, we have a reality. Have we got to this reality? It's not really important now. But the reality is that you live in a world where the reality is that you're going to be having nisyonot. And as a result of that, you'll be receiving the hatova, b'din b'lo b'chesed, and obviously that needs to be understood as well. Okay? That's step number one in our journey. Now, next step. And as I mentioned right in the beginning, Hanoga Samishpat's not going to disturb you because everybody knows that, lives with it, and believes in it. Hanoga Sayichud should create some reverberations in your inner world, hopefully. If not, then we have to check out why your pulse didn't beat. Lefida Veinu Komarat Asoilam Tzilonu Voimedes Beyodov Shelo Odom. Correct? Based on what we've just said now. The entire Bria, the purpose of the Bria, stands and is in my hands. Will I really keep the mitzvah of Hashem? And will I really withstand the nishtreinus? I won't do what I'm supposed to do. And then chas v'chalina, the purpose of the Bria will be destroyed. That's how we've understood things up to now, yeah? You do what you're supposed to do, and then everything's good. Or you don't do what you're supposed to do, and then chaval. But it's not so simple. Otherwise, we could just stop here and go home, or decide what we're learning after we finish this thing. But there's a bit more work to be done here. Hayim be'emes tizbatol kol ha'Bria? This question's been sort of swirling around in the background since we started grappling with the subject a few months ago. So I have a unique purpose to do in this world. That's just one way to put the question. Put this question many ways, but just put it this way. I have a unique purpose in the world, and if I don't fulfill my purpose in the world, no one else can, and therefore that will never, ever get fulfilled. Correct? That's what we've been saying. And therefore, the whole purpose of the Bria gets mevatel. The Shem says, oops. Okay, we'll start again. Okay, God, calling the angels, gracious, Bara, Elohim, and such. I'm starting again. Because the purpose of the prayer, that business didn't work. The sure didn't do what he was supposed to do. Now, the whole purpose of the prayer is Mavakal. We'll start again. Well, you know what? I'm headed to these guys. I'm going house. I don't know what Hashem will do, but that's been bothering us. If I really don't do what I'm supposed to do, that's Bittul Kola Priya. Lo Yitochet. It's not possible that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'll show you, it's not just that it's not possible because if Hashem starts something, he finishes it. But in the Etzim Shorish, understanding what Hashem and how he works, it's impossible for the Bria not to get to where it's got to go to. Sof Maisa b'machshav etchilo. You've heard that statement before? Sof Maisa, the end, right in the end, is exactly the same as the machshav rishonah that Hashem had. When Hashem Kaviyachol had a desire, all these words are useless, but we'll use them till you don't have anything else to use them. This is what Chazal uses. When Hashem had a rotzen, it was Magali's rotzen to create the world, there was a purpose there, yeah? At the end of the day, when you see that purpose, it'll be exactly the same as what he had a desire to do. That's obvious, correct? It has to be that way, right? So we have point A and point B. The gap between point A and point B is Klal Yisrael fulfilling and kaiming their mitzvahs and doing whatever they're supposed to do to get us from point A to point B. Point A is the rotzen of Hashem, the gilu of the rotzen of Hashem. Point B is the final tachlis. Those two things have to be identical. Hashem doesn't have a plan and then the plan comes out sort of 98%. It has to be identical. That means the rotzen and the tachlis have to be identical. So it's impossible for Hashem not to get to where he wanted to get to, even if I mess up. Well, then that means that really I don't have a unique tafkid that I don't do, no one else can do it because you see, you have the kasha, the very profound kasha. This either this is real or it's not real. Either I can mess up or I can't mess up. Well, Hashem is going to get what he wants at the end of the day, which means at the end of the day, I can't mess up. That's a problem. That means you don't have a bechira. You do have a bechira. You do have a unique tafkid that no one else can do. If you don't do it, it's never going to get done. And if it doesn't get done, then there's a hole in the world. You understand? We have a problem here. That's the problem. That's the problem. You get it? Yeah, but then Bishvi Lo Nivra Olam. You're right. Those are nice words. There's a kasha gadol mod matamata. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't fail, but I can. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't succeed without me either. One at a time. It's like a game of chess. So I really don't have bechira, and I really can't mess up. One second. What does it mean that if I don't fulfill my purpose in the world, and if I don't fulfill my purpose in the world, no one can, and that purpose will never get fulfilled? You have a problem. All what you're saying are well-known answers to this problem. Of all, the problem is acute, and we want to try and see what he says. What about when all the Gilgulim at the end of the 10,000 year are finished? Then what? And if you did it? Again, so you're back to the kasha. So it doesn't really make any difference what I do in the end because Hashem's going to take care of it. So then it makes no difference what I do. So be lonely for our oilam.
Make it happen a different way.
So I'll just do whatever I want. And to heck with the consequences. Hashem, you take care of your world. It's like a GPS. It's like GPS. Every time you take care of them, Hashem reevaluates. It means you can't get lost. Then I can't get lost. What? You got a problem here. You missed the whole point of what Bechira is. Is Bechira real or not? You're telling me it's not really real. Okay, you said it. There's a kasha whichever way you cut this cake. But let's see how we get out of this. And the answer is maybe a little bit surprising. You may not have thought of this answer along the way. For sure there's an answer. That's the whole sugi we're dealing with now. No. We'll come out with the paradox, but you understand the paradox. You can't just say paradox. You have to understand the problem and then see the paradox. This paradox is going to rock your foundations. I warned you yesterday. You can be coming up Icarus here if you're not careful. It's very easy if you're wanting to become an Apicurus, stick around. This is not so straightforward. I can introduce you to one or two people with long white beards that wrote pure fear in their swarim based on misunderstanding this subject. Okay. Let's see. Well, I'm not very pretty. I'm the MST's bottle call up here. Lo yitochen. That we understand it has to be that way. We proved it. Because of my the same token, then my life just sort of some kind of a game. Bashel kach godzu chokmosh mini hanogos. In order to obviate this problem that we've put on the table, Hashem in his divine wisdom was Geyser, two Hanhoggers in the world. He runs his world according to two modalities. We'll see on first glance, they are completely mutually exclusive and self-contradictory. But really, they complement one and each other. Got it? They're completely contradictory, and yet they complement each other. Let's see. Another shayna nikras peloshen aramchal hanogas hamishpat. And as I said, hanogas hamishpat shouldn't raise too many kashas for you because it's the world we live in, and so we've always understood the way things work. Hanogas, you have to be very careful here. If you get this wrong, I don't know if you were here yesterday when I gave the warning. Everyone else, oh, you were here. Okay, fine. Then I don't have to give you a special warning. Hanogas hakol mitnahel lefiadin vamishpatim toiv vatoivim ravara. In the world of Anogas and Mishpat, everything runs according to din and Mishpat. If it's good, it's good. And if not, not. Claimer. Atov makabal is schorei, bara makabal is oinsho, kufishin emma, melech, b'mishpat, yamid aretz. Hashem runs the world, b'mishpat. Schav oinesh, it's one of the yud gimel itrim. And if you don't believe in schav oinesh, you're a kaifa, and I have a mitzvah to hate you. None less than that. Okay? So we believe in Schav Oynesh, correct? That's the world we live in, Anogas HaMishpat. Melech B'mishpat Yamid Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kovach chukim ba'olam. Hashem set up a world of laws and regulations. Mishem mekaymes ha'chukim haim. Hashem shesor mitzvahs lo taseh v'ramach mitzvahs aseh. If 613 positive and negative commandments, you'll get reward, guaranteed. Someone who doesn't do them and doesn't do true will get punished. In this dimension, it's all tolu on me. I have bechira, tov v'ra, and the consequences are mine and mine alone, and I take responsibility for them because they're an outcropping of my bechira. You get reward, you get punished. I call tolu bi. Okay? Fine. Lovely. And if I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I'll get punished. But there's a bigger problem. Hashem's world is not going to come to the final fruition. So how do we solve that problem? Simple. But the world, since at the end of that, has to come to its final fruition. Like the chess game that Ellen mentioned. Hashem conducts his world in a hidden way, shall pierce soft soft yagea oil and matarosa safeties. That in the end of the day, the world will come to its final goal, lishle musa v'tachlisa. It will come to it. That doesn't answer the question. It's a stereo to Anogas HaMishpat. But if remember, we said it's contradiction. Anogas hu aine anoga goloi el anoga nisteris. This is not a revealed Hanoga, it's hidden. Hanoga zum chana ramchal b'shem Hanoga sayichud. The Ramchal calls this Hanoga sayichud. The Ramchal, we saw this in Arizal already. But Yaakov Hillel showed this to us in Eitz Chaim. Hanoga zu chia betochen v'ha'aruva shema sheye. Hanoga sayichud is that guarantee. An arvus that you have, that no matter what, sof kol sof, tagia bria letachlisoi, v'yekayim rotzen Hashem bebria solim. The rotzen Hashem, the bria olam, will be fulfilled. Now, you haven't answered the question. We asked this question, how does that work? We understood that has to be. But it's a contradiction, mina yobay. Hanogas HaMishpat and Hanogas HaYichud, the way we put it on the table now, is an absolute contradiction. It's an absolute contradiction. Well, it's even more than that. We'll see. That's why we kept this for a special chapter on its own. Yes, it's that as well. And it's also the chess game. And it's also what Reb Shmuel said. It's all of that about Tzrich Lavid Mazeh. Mazeh, you haven't taken away the contradiction. How's the world going to come to its final tachlis if I don't do what I'm supposed to do? That's the problem. And you haven't answered the question. Hashem will manipulate it and move it so it comes to where it's got to come to. It's all just a big game. Let's try and understand this properly. Let's see. Oh, that's also part of it. Everything we're saying is all part of it, but I want to get it crystal. Why should it be different? What's the same? What was this the same? What about din and rachame? The same as that as well? It also touches on that. You mean there's a skira? That doesn't mean it's the same. How does your din and bechira get in the way? Your din and bechira just means you don't have bechira at the kasha level. I'm asking, why are we bringing your din and bechira now? How's it going to enhance our understanding of the problem we're dealing with now? Or are we just doing bechira? I don't understand why I'm bringing that now. And if it is the same, so what? And if it's not the same, I'm not. Why do they use forks in America when, yeah, we use chopsticks? That's what you're asking. Maze kashur to the nosei we're dealing with. It's very kashur about maze ozeli achshav. He'd bring it in, Bechiri is going to answer the question. Good. But I pass it like the Rambam. What can I do? And the Rambam says, you can't understand it in Bechiri. So I'm stuck. Because every answer you're going to give, you're arguing with the Rambam. You can say, fine, I learn like the Raja. Okay, we said, I'll need to tell me to the Raja. I pass like the Rambam, just because I'm lazy and it's easier to go down the Rambam's fault than the Rambam's fault. The Rambam's fault, they actually have to pick. The Rambam, you can just say, face. Get it? So in the minute you're talking about you being Bechira, I'm in a bit of a problem because I don't understand and I never will. So let's try and understand this first. Okay. Tov. Another samishpat are called tolubonu. Let's deal with the easy one first. Another samishpat's very simple. Another samishpat are called tolubonu. Masenu, we're going to say nu kamei mechazal huva b'shlo v'nefesh achayim Hashem tzilcho. How do we normally understand Hashem tzilcho? Hashem's a shadow. You shouldn't get sunburned. Hashem puts you in the shade. That's ridiculous. It can't be pshat. Ma hatzel hazeh matah soichek im elohu soichek lecho v'matah boich elohu boich lecho. What is a shadow? A shadow is you move it. You lift up your hand, it lifts up its hand. You put on your hand. You smile, it smiles. You cry, it cries. It reflects, thank you for the word, back, whatever you do. That's Hashem tzilcho al yad yeminecho. You force Hashem's hand. That's Hashem runs his world with me. It's all tolu on me. Im letoivim lemutov, mida keneged mida. Whatever you do, Hashem responds back. Yeah, you smile, he smiles. You're miserable, he's miserable to you. It's all tolu bi. Kachu gam b'chlal b'kol ha-Torah shebiksav. And the whole of Torah shebiksav, you see this pattern. You do this, it goes well. You don't, it doesn't. Im chas velinis kaim v'startim v'avadetim, azay v'lo yeh matar. Im b'chuseset aleichu tov, im lav chas velim yivo aleichim kol ha-klalois. To mida keneged mida bidyuk. That was the way Kodesh Baruch Hu conducted himself with us all the way through Shreftim Nevim. Am Yisrael Ovru al Mitzvah Hashem, but Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisurim Yisurim. Klal Yisrael started doing what they weren't supposed to do. Hashem sent Yisurim. The minute they did Tshuva, Sorim Emot Sorim, Tishkoi Ta'aretz, and everything went back to being wonderful. Clear, Mida Keneged Mida. Part to say you have Bechira in a world like that, but it seems they did. But you go through Tanakh, that's what's happening, no? We take a Masechta Tainus, it all works according to that. Today it's not so poshut. Lumasos, Banogas and Yichud. Okay, now it gets difficult. Anogas and Mishpat, we understand. Any problems with Anogas and Mishpat? You have a Shulchan Aruch, you get it right, all good, you get it wrong, you're going to get whacked. Simple. Okay. Lumasos, Banogas and Yichud. In this other world, called the Nonga Sayyichud, which has nothing to do with me, nothing to do with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masabev al pi Hanoga Zu es kol ha-sibah she-sof sof ha-kol yachzor le-toiv. GPS, God's personal supervision. No matter what happens, ha-olam yavo el tikun noy. Ma shelo nase, but kama shelo nivkoim lekalchas felila muchrachu she teitze b'sofer shel davar lepoel tachnis habria. Akol akol olech, where it's got to go to no matter what you do. So it's got nothing to do with me. Lovely. And I'm going to say, yichud, yeah, let's just separate them for now, okay? I'm going to submit to one instead. Akol tolubi. Yud gimeli karim, schav oinesh. Whether the world's going to come to its tachlis or not. Akol tolubi. Fine. Forget about that. Put it aside. I'm going to say, yichud's got nothing to do with you. No matter what you do, no matter how many wrong turns you take, no matter what you do, a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his hidden secret world called the Anoga Sayyichud is going to mistovev the world. That soft, soft, the world will come to where it has to come to. We'll see whether that's trat or klal, whether it's yochid. We'll see whether that applies to me individually or just to the klal. We'll see about what I'm learning at all, because we understand anything, so might as well put it all in there. I don't know yet because I don't know what Anoga good is. Anoga Samish put you right. Anoga Samish put you right. I don't know yet. Let's see what Anoga Yichud is. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I don't understand what Anoga Yichud is. I can't talk about it. That's my problem. You could be right. I don't know. Let's see what he says. But the first time we've ever learned this. So we're in a new world where they don't even use forks or chopsticks. And we have no clue how to eat this food. We don't even know what this food is. So we have to sort of sit back and wait and see how we deal with this. Of course there is. That's why it takes years to stop. Yeah, I've got this. I understand it. It's like this. No, shnia. So you got it. Anoga Sayyichud is a call, the gear, the soft, to where it's got to go. Vashkofer is shayna. These two anhogas, if you're thinking even half intellectually, they're contradiction. You can't have these two things living together. They're mutually exclusive. A Jew has to take his life seriously. Should be called to know a color who machrias oilem not kafschus or lehefet chasn chalila. You hold on my bias, told you on what you do. And not just your Olam Haba, the whole world's Olam Haba is following what you do. You have to think what you're doing, thinking and speaking. Because what you're doing, thinking and speaking impacts massively on the world. Massively. There's an earthquake in Nepal. You have to ask yourself, Ma Siti. There's a flood in the Mississippi Delta, and 6 months later, the Chofetz Chaim finds out about it in Radom and declares a fast in Radom. There's a flood in the Mississippi, must have something to do with me. No? Otherwise, why would there be a flood in Mississippi and I'll find out about it in Radom? It must have something to do with me, so you fast. Poshut. That's an Hagas HaMishpat. That we understand. That's Poshut. Now you're telling me, even if you're not getting it right, you're completely messed up. Nothing, it's all fun. All, everything's going to where it's going. When you were puzzles finished, there's going to be no missing pieces. Stop. We've been on Yechidus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we learn Nivra Eilam. But Kul Eilam Yavram Avinu Vadi Yedua Achron, Kulam Nivra Bishvil Oysa Yehudi. The whole world from the beginning to end is all for me. I'm the tachlis of the bria. If I get lost, if I don't arrive at the finishing line, the whole world is a complete Armageddon. And therefore, these two anogas are completely mutually exclusive, complete sterile, like and Din the Rachamim and infinite and finite, whatever, they're all the world's full of steerers. And we're going to have to learn next week, how you dilute, or how, not that's not a good word, how you mishalev, how you integrate these two anogas to work together. That's going to be the work. So you've got the whole weekend to think about it and come up with all sorts of answers, or you can just read ahead. But be warned, don't come to any final conclusions and sign on the dotted line until you've learned the sugya properly. But you can go, I've seen people go very wrong here. Very wrong.
This week's part of Hashem's plan. But it shouldn't have gone that. Hashem said that we're going to know that it's going to finish coming. But basically, it's called part of the year.
Again. I don't understand this Pasha Sakonti. I don't understand Bilam either. So I can't tell you where that's related to this. I mean, you're there because I don't know what's going on here yet. I can't do comparisons because I don't know. That's in another Samishpat.
The world doesn't come out the way we meant it to come out. But then you've got a certain self.
Again, I told you, I don't know how to compare things I don't understand. I don't understand Bilam and I don't understand Anogos Amishpat and Anogos Agimbus. When I'm still Anogos Amishpat, then I'll go learn Bilam and I'll see whether they can. I don't know. I'm not.